Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the Vet Voice Foundation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. This political pickle has come up in conversations with several Democrats over the last few days. If House Democrats impeach Donald Trump and he loses, they fear they can get blamed for a political hit job. If they don't impeach him and he wins, they fear being blamed by the base for not doing enough. Best case scenario, Dems are left hoping they don't impeach him and Trump loses on his own.
Gabby Orr was down in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for us covering Trump's speech last night. After saying that the state is doing better than any other in the U.S., he asked the crowd, "How do I lose New Mexico? Explain that one. We're here for a number of reasons, but we're here because we really think we're going to turn this state." The New York Times also pointed out that Trump singled out Steve Cortez, a longtime supporter and CNN commentator who was present. Trump said, "He happens to be Hispanic, but I've never quite figured it out because he looks more like a WASP than I do." Trump also said nobody loves Hispanics more than him.
The AP is reporting Iran's supreme leader is saying there will be no talks at any level with the U.S. The Washington Post has a piece up with a look at Trump's dual instincts on Iran, big threats, and also a willingness to cut a deal. The irony, Iran has now adopted the United States' hardline position that they will not meet with President Trump without preconditions. A reminder, Israel is voting today. Israel is 7 hours ahead of the U.S., so we should know more by the early afternoon. Early reports say there's been high turnout at the ballot box.
There's a new report out by Senators Rob Portman and Tom Carper off embargo this morning that says the last three government shutdowns cost taxpayers nearly $4 billion. And a fun spotted item, Todd Ricketts, the Cubs co-owner and current RNC finance chairman, was at Cafe Milano last night celebrating his 50th birthday. The big day is actually September 23rd. Attending the fete, his brothers, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts, attorney and RNC National Committee member Richard Porter, former Speaker Paul Ryan, Kellyanne Conway, Senators Rick Scott, Cory Gardner, and even Dick Durbin, the Illinois Democrat who is also a Cubs fan.
The Post has a piece up examining how Trump likes to use possessive language like my generals and my Kevin and how that could be a sign of control or affection. The Post also has a piece up about how the farm bailout money that Trump requested is going to be included in the next government funding bill, which would be a big win for the president. The Boston Globe has a piece about Ayanna Pressley looking to submit a resolution calling for an impeachment inquiry into Brett Kavanaugh.
Politico is reporting that the Defense Department will no longer move forward with three border barrier projects because of the cost. And President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, according to the AP. On the 2020 front, Sally Goldenberg and Alex Thompson report that Elizabeth Warren, at a New York City rally, cast her campaign as a successor to other women-led movements.
Trump's Tuesday, he'll leave New Mexico at 11:50 Eastern Time en route to Mountain View, California. He'll then drive to Palo Alto and participate in a roundtable with supporters at 3:20, followed by a joint fundraising committee lunch. Trump then heads to Los Angeles, where he'll participate in a roundtable with supporters at 10:05 on the East Coast in Beverly Hills, followed by a joint fundraising dinner. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
As veterans, we took an oath to protect our country. But now America's public lands are under threat. Our best hope for protecting them is the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This program is critical to preserving sites like the 9/11 Memorial, Gettysburg Battlefield, and more than 42,000 projects across America. For too long, this program has been underfunded, and Congress has allowed our communities and public lands to suffer. Join Vet Voice Foundation in calling on Congress to fully and permanently fund LWCF. We did our duty. Now it's Congress's turn. Visit VetVoiceFoundation.org to learn more.